Morning, buddy.
Oh my God, can you hear me?
I can. That's how phones work.
Is that how they work now?
It's that easy.
Is that how they've always worked?
I think so. I think that was the point of it.
Right. I think I'd prefer. I mean, no one calls anyone anymore. I mean, this is it's
I
a
do.
Miracle that no, you
I call
don't.
You.
No, you don't. I think I'd talk to you more if I could do it through like Morse code. If I could sell like a telegraph.
Yeah, because that do is tap out every word.
Yeah, well, then it would make sure that
good morning, old man. We could use that.
It would make sure that I'm really economical with my messaging and my time. Editing would become incredibly important. You know what I think? I always think of the thing in Three Amigos when they have to send Steve Martin and Chevy Chase and Martin Short the message, and they're like, and he's like, all right, like this is the. Like the 100 peso version, and they're like, well, we only have 18 pesos. He's like, all right, I'll give you the 18 peso version, or whatever. So he just cuts out everything that gives it context, and that's why they think, what a brilliant little plot. Usually Yolanda can't doesn't tolerate like misunderstandings as means to drive plot. Like she hates body swaps in episodes where it's
right,
like,
exactly.
You know, and it's like, oh, it's just a stupid misunderstanding, and now it's going to ruin the relationship because she thinks it's Hank, but it's really Steve in the body, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a similar thing.
Ricky Gervais had a really funny story once where he was like, he's talking about how he like tries to always diffuse any serious situation with humor. Humor.
Yeah.
Humor, isn't it?
Or something. Or something.
Or something. He was talking about when his mom died, they were like in the funeral home, like making arrangements and stuff. And they were like, you know, we could spell out her name with flowers. And he goes, oh, that sounds nice. How much is that? And they said, it's 25 quid per letter. And he goes, her name was Evelyn. Wait, it was Eva. Just trying to save a little money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, what do they care?
I think I'm going to take this call from the yoga room.
There's a yoga room in the airport? So just for, so we understand what's happening here. You're in the airport. Your flight was canceled this morning. You are now in which airport?
Well, it was technically canceled. It was also mostly not canceled, and my assistant didn't come down in time.
Right, but this is also...
we missed the flight.
You're in California, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Currently, soon to be back in New York.
So they must have just the worst airport snacks. Like, what's up? Because they're always like, trying to get rid of everything that's good.
No, it's great.
Look around. How many Cinnabons? How many Cinnabons?
There are one, two, none.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Because they don't want you to have fun. They don't want you to have fun there.
But that's why I thrive out here, Mike.
Yeah, not,
it's
I know, but that's
fun. It's warm. It's healthy. People drink a lot of water.
Right. It's just everyone walking around, watching everyone else eat, going, do you know what's in that?
I'm not sure if you know this. I don't actually eat my food. I just chew my food.
Right, and then spit it.
Yeah, there's this new restaurant that they have here where they just have trash cans right next to the table. Save you time. Yeah.
You probably...
Ooh, that bathroom smells.
You'd probably do that. You'd probably do some kind of trend. And you'd have a trendy branded bag to regurgitate your foodlings
spit
into.
Spit my food in?
Yeah.
It's
something you'd show up with.
Like, Tracy, you have to go back to the house. I forgot my spit bag.
I forgot my coach vomit bag. Yeah.
But it has darling emblazoned on it, so it's kind of cool.
That would be kind of sick, though.
We
just
started
the
thing.
Yeah. So vomit bags. We'll do the we'll sell them in the strip mall. We could sell.
Yeah.
We just need a puke chutes, maybe, or.
But no, it's not. No, you don't want people to think that this is vomitous. Like, you know, this is. You're just tasting your food.
You're just sucking the nutrients out.
Right,
you're just
exactly.
Turning your food into mush, sucking the nutrients out, and then and then spitting it out before you get any satisfaction of having eaten anything.
We could call it Mama Bird.
I can line up a lot of investments for Mama Bird, I think.
We have our first round of VC funding.
Yeah, for Mama. That's so disgusting.
We
step
raised
one, hook
$1,000 in our Series B.
Hook bag rings around ears.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
could have a whole thing. We could like do a video that has like a QR code on it. You scan it, and we have a whole video. Flight attendants.
Right. Exactly. Insert no.
Oh my god! I found the most private spot in the airport ever.
It's what is it? It's the Cinnabon. if you're in California, it's the Cinnabon.
I'm posting a picture on. I'm gonna literally post a picture on our. And no one will have. Because there's probably no way we'll ever post this. She's like, "What is he doing? What is happening? We haven't heard from him in a month. He's taking pictures of empty seats in an airport."
Right, what is he, a hostage? What's going on here?
What is this, a metaphor?
What is this, a metaphor? Is this the loneliest man? The loneliest man?
Man.
So no Cinnabon, which is disappointing, because I said, call me if there's a Cinnabon. I want to hear you order and hear you eat it. And you sent and go to Pinkberry instead.
Yeah, I went to Pinkberry.
That makes me want to throw up in a mother bird bag.
You're gonna have to make it if you want to do it. So,
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Could be the impetus.
Oh,
you need.
Oh, somebody's got to chew it. There you go.
Oh, Mama right? Bird, somebody's got to chew it. You know, Mike, I sometimes wonder if we're too smart for our own good.
I mean, clearly not. I mean, we do this dumb crap all the time. Is that a good use of our time? I don't know.
No. But I don't think we'd have it any other way.
Yeah, maybe not.
How's things
maybe
been, not. Mike? What's going on?
I don't know. Things are things, you know. Been rocking a lot of walking in Memphis. You know how it goes.
you. So just so the audience knows, you've literally sent me about 5 or 6 pictures over the past week of like different vehicles of listening to live. It's like one was on your phone, one was on your like computer, one was on the screen in your car. It was just walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis.
Did you listen to the Cher version? She's like, Memphis. It's so weird. Oh. Like the way she like enunciates it is so strange. I got like two times listening through. No, stop.
I got two times
listening through. Bars in.
I remember only now that you bring it up, that you sent it. So no, I haven't, but I will. I have a whole flight of nothing to do. So,
yeah. Well,
and this is a this is pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. I like that you chose now in your life to really step up the work travel.
Never in my life have I traveled before.
Right.
Never in my life. 40. Yeah. Yep. Good time. Yeah. Kids at home. My wife's officially a single parent.
Right. How many times have you been off Long Island? Just the 2 times. Why? You're gonna have to travel a little bit more than that.
So like what, a problem. A year? No. So I've officially spent 22 days out of May in California. So you know that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I flew Alaska here this trip.
Really? They do other. Are you like a stop on the way to Alaska?
I don't know. Stop on Alaska? I don't think so.
I don't know the route.
I have to look at Alaska. Someone get me an app. Not currently. I could ask someone on Alaska Air, but I'm not there anymore. I'm looking at an Alaska Air plane at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that your flight?
Cool. No, Delta. Good old.
That's BS.
Delta.
What's the snack sitch? What's the snack sitch on the plane? Are you walking in with snacks?
It's good. Snacks, yeah, of course, but it's
do you eat wasabi peas?
I don't eat wasabi peas often. No.
Why not?
I don't know. They're gross.
They're
fine. No, they're fine. Like, you know, it's like I like Nate Dogg, but I'm not gonna like put one of his CDs on.
You know what's the best thing ever is to this day I still have a joke with my buddy Wes who bought. Mm-hmm. Like Nate Dogg was always featuring Nate Dogg, right? He was like a really strong feature to have him sing your hook. His own albums, not so memorable, not as much.
I honestly didn't know he had his own stuff. Right.
Yeah. So my buddy was telling me one day.
What's the name of
his
album?
Like,
guest starring.
I don't know, but it really should like featuring. It really should have been
Nate Dogg featuring Nate Dogg.
Right, exactly. So my buddy Wes told me, he's like, "Yeah, I bought this CD and it was a Nate Dogg CD." And then he paused, and he's like, "It was really." He was like, "It was terrible. I thought it was going to be good." And then he pauses for a second, and he just goes, and it was a double CD. So not only was it a lot of bad Nate Dogg, it was a lot of bad Nate Dogg.
It was a lot. It was a whole interludes. That was popular at that time. A little skit.
Skits. See, yeah. Interlude 7? How many interludes? Why does this need a double LP?
Yeah. Sure enough. It's like Wyclef's The Carnival was only a double CD because it had 32 skits.
Right. more skits than notes, like, on this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand when sketch comedy became a...
Yeah. It worked for, like... I feel like the first few folks that did it, you were like, oh, cool. But then, like, people were like, well, right, you need funny. You're like, yeah, you know, well, you need a sketch in here now. And people are like, what?
Oh, yeah. Now we got to do comedy?
Right. You can sing, but are you funny?
You're going to have both. This is the new triple threat.
Right. Rapper, sing. Sketch comedy.
Terrible fashion sense.
Right. Terrible.
You're in.
You, sir.
He's awaiting.
Yeah.
Mike, I had some things I needed to talk to you about.
Sure. Well, that's usually why you call.
I saw a lot of ads recently with couples showering together. Is that the worst thing you could ever imagine?
Where are you? Did you stop over in Switzerland? Oh, okay.
I'm in Finland. They have a very puritanical view of sex in this country.
Yeah. They just dongs out on the ads. That's right. On the billboards. Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching a sitcom primetime. There was two dongs out. I felt like I was playing Cyberpunk. Yeah, like I've seen like a few recently, and I thought, is there any other place like that you just would never like ever want anybody with you
in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not against just advertising showering couples. You're against sharing the shower altogether. Yeah, is that the stance you're taking?
I think I'm more yes, 100%. But I'm wondering what your view on it is.
I mean, it's fine. I guess I could take it. I don't know. I don't know that it needs to be advertised. Like, what was the point that the ad was trying to hammer home? What was the ad for?
Hamburgers.
Right.
He was an ad for In-N-Out.
The old, now that we got your attention.
While you're peeking.
While you're peeking. If you like these buns, you're going to love these ones.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like my cereal crunchy. I like my crunchy parts crunchy.
Well, don't eat it in the shower.
Exactly. There you go. It was actually just a reminder. It was like a PSA. Don't eat cereal in the shower.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just feel like that's like the one place where it's like, I'm okay. I feel like I would need to take a shower before I took a shower with someone.
Yeah, because...
Like, you want to take a shower together? All right, let me just go clean up first.
Yeah, but at this point in your life, you've hacked your biology to be...
Yeah.
But mostly, what do you sweat? Like pure water? It's probably better than what's in like a Poland Spring bottle.
Yeah, no, I don't sweat. I have no reason to release anything because everything I take in, I use.
Right, you take just the right amount.
Exactly, like Kim Jong-un.
Like, you're on the old KJU diet. I think that's really going to work for you.
Yeah. Also, like Kim Jong-un, first time I played golf, I got 18 holes in one.
Yep. Sure you did. That's true.
It's true. Mike, you know what I was thinking about? I got a flight to catch, Mike.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I was remembering a time in which we were starting to brainstorm what we were going to do with this show. God knows we never really figured it out. No. Let's be honest.
No, we have not.
But at one point, I have notes here that we wanted to try to convince people that we were brothers. Why did we think that would needed to be a thing?
I don't know. I feel like that was your push, because clearly it's more of an odd couple sitch. Clearly it's more of an Oscar Felix sitch we have on our hands.
Mike, I've had some pretty good ideas. I invested in my entire portfolio into CNN Plus, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I somehow bought stock in the Chevy Chase show, so I'm even worse off than you.
Jesus. I see. Very similarly, I also did buy some stock in a talk show, but it was the Arsenio Hall reunion.
They made a very convincing pitch deck. I gotta tell you,
they did. You know what the problem is that when he tried to come back and do a talk show again, he didn't have Van Damme on enough.
Right.
Those are always great episodes.
Plus, Clinton didn't play the sax enough.
I know. It's true.
Also, we should at all.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that have been talking about Barbara from the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. People love Barbara.
People love Barbara. We got a lot of emails and we got a lot of people on social saying we want what else happened with Barbara. So I spent some time genuinely thinking about it. And I remembered like four or five other incredible things about Barbara.
All right, hit me. And she never showers alone.
Of course not.
Always takes a buddy.
Always takes a buddy. Even me once. I learned a lot that summer.
Showering with Barbara?
Yep. So the one thing that I remembered first is that we would always catch her smoking in the bathroom. And she was adamant that it wasn't her. So she, like, literally, she would, like, walk into the bathroom. She'd walk out smelling like cigarettes, and there'd be clouds of smoke in the bathroom. And be like, Barbara, did you just smoke in the bathroom? And she'd be like, she would get in, like, completely pissed off at you. I don't even smoke cigarettes. And we'd be like, oh, no, we know that's true. I can see your Virginia Slims in your bag, in your cigarette bag, in your bag. Did you ever have like an older relative that smoked cigarettes that had like a little purse for them?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the old cigarette purse.
Yeah, it was like a leather thing with like a little clip at the top. And you put like cigarettes and a lighter in there. She literally had one of those, like, at the host stand, but she, you know, refused. But she would chew violet, like, what do you call it? Candies, I guess? You know, the violets?
Yeah.
So the smell of the cigarettes and the violets, like, it actually smelled like death.
To this day, I gotta admit, it kind of turns you on.
Yeah, it does. I learned a lot that summer. Barbara also thought she was incredibly sexy. For an 80-year-old woman.
Nope. Is she wrong?
I learned a lot that she
Barbara Robinson?
She was, Barbara, yes, exactly. She would walk from the entrance of the Olive Garden to where like the first tables were, as if she was on a catwalk often, saying things like, I still got it.
You didn't challenge it. You didn't have the balls to challenge it.
Like I said, I learned a lot that summer. I really learned how to treat and respect women that summer. She this was like a 3 or 4 time a day occurrence too. The other thing that was just like entirely obvious that she denied all the time is that she would constantly be drunk. And the way that she went about doing this is she would get a kitty cup and she would fill it with wine from behind the bar and she would leave it at the host stand and she would just drink it out of a straw all day.
But was she really getting drunk or she was pretending to be drunk? What's the thing?
No, she was literally getting drunk. And then if, you know, anyone questioned her about it, she would deny it, even though, like, you could see the red wine ring underneath her kitty cup anytime you picked it up.
They truly are the greatest generation, Todd.
Yeah, they really are.
They really are.
Those are the last memories I have of Barbara. Drinking at the host stand, smoking in the bathroom, and prowling the catwalk like the absolute panther that she was.
The absolute panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder.
But that's all I remember.
I think we should. She must be dead.
I said you that think? Last time, and you thought you held out hope.
Yeah. I'm hoping she's alive, but either we do a reunion episode or we visit her grave.
Barbara?
So I don't even know
where I'd begin.
Todd, you either lay flowers at her grave.
Okay.
And say a respectful prayer.
She deserves I'll go with you. Flowers and cigarette butts at her grave. She'd appreciate that.
Sure.
And then as I left, I would tap the gravestone. And very somberly and softly, I'd say, Walter called. Walter called you home.
Walter called you home. You know, your friend Walter.
Your Uncle Walter. Oh, there's Air India taking off. See ya.
All right, so what's there's the sitch? You're in the terminal. You're Tom Hanks in it. You're
Tom Hanks in it.
You're not eating Cinnabon.
Yeah.
And what kind of what are you flying, Coach?
You know, I'd rather not say.
You don't want to get into what? Are you first class in it, USOB? What are you doing over there?
I'd rather not say. Speaking of though. I thought of the absolute worst phrase you can say as an adult. This happened recently.
Okay.
I'm going to get gas in the morning. Is that the absolute worst thing you can do to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, plus it's you know, the way I eat, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I always have gas in the morning.
Okay, sure, it worked both ways then, especially for you. Yeah, so I'm just here. I had other people with me. They went to different terminals for some reason. Security was a nightmare. I recently got clear. Do you know anything about clear, Mike?
No, is that like so you don't have to do that stuff and you can skip the line?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what would they have to do?
It could have been a commercial for Clear today. There had to be 500 people standing on the security line. I literally looked at them. I walked over to the little machine. It scanned my eyeballs, and I went into the terminal.
And you're okay with that? You're not uncomfortable with them having your irises on file, or?
Nope. They can minority report me all they want, as long as I save time in the airport. I'm great.
I don't know. It seems like a big hassle. What did they have to do? Did you have to like provide references?
Yeah, I needed to have 3 letters of recommendation. I'm sorry I didn't ask you for one. I had a feeling you'd try to be funny and it wouldn't go well. ever since I've known Todd, he's always been bombing.
Jesus.
It's like, yeah. I remember once we went to London with like my theater class in high school. And the teacher was like, all right, guys, I know you're all smart, but you're also really funny people. The airport's not the place to practice your improv skills.
Yeah, no, not at all. They don't like that.
Just go through and shut up.
They don't like that. You do not mess around in the airport. At all. Ever. That's just good advice. Because whether or not you did anything wrong and they have anything to get you on, they will give you a hard time to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, and you know, it's just not worth it. He was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
How is coaching T-ball going?
Well, it's not T-ball.
Oh.
It's Little League. Oh yeah. Oh. I mean they don't keep score really and everybody gets the hit. You play like 3 innings, but there's not really any T. It's like live pitching, but the coaches pitch to the kids.
So you're pitching to the kids?
Yeah, well, me or one of the other coaches. It's
there's multiple coaches.
Yeah, there's 3. It's me and two other
team.
Dudes. Yeah, because dude, it's a lot. Like when you say like line up, they're like no, like it's a lot. It's
no. Yeah, no, I know. We have sons the same age. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, they have a lot. There's a lot of kids running around. You know, I was like, all right, line up. I'm gonna hit ground balls. One kid was like, I'd rather go get stitches again. And I was like, all right, go. And he looked at me confused, right. I was like, fine.
Could throw this, yeah, fine. I mean, I could throw this ball at your face and you could actually go get stitches again.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to, like, bully you and boss you around, those little kids. And I had to straight up, first practice, I had to straight up Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell someone. Remember in League of Their Own where Rosie throws the thing and Gina Davis catches it bare hand right in front of her? I had to do that to a kid who, like, threw it in my face. And I caught my hand, and I was like, "All right,
so
now
you got really
up.
Lucky. You got really lucky, huh?"
No, I can catch. That's one of the few things I can still do. You may be able to run 7 miles, Todd, without getting winded.
Wow! Wow! 7 whole miles.
Mm-hmm. You can run 7 without getting winded, but I can catch.
Well, I say we put that to the test.
If I can catch.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think we need.
You don't even know. What didn't you know that time? Like what? Like a football? You said a basketball field. You know what the hell you're doing.
I think I said a football court. It's like a dining court.
You're copping to the much worse offense.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Oh, I just bought a. Oh man, this is embarrassing because I don't even know what it is. So I bought a black hat with an orange SF on the front of it.
Yeah, San Francisco Giants.
Tell me what. The Giants. That's what. Yep, that's it. That's what.
San Francisco Giants.
I thought it was the Padres.
Dude, you're too far north for the Padres.
Oh,
you better hop on the next flight to San Diego.
I'm pretty south. Oh no, I'm not actually. Forget it. So, so that's what it is. It's the Giants.
Yeah.
All right. I love the Giants.
It's the Giants. Is Gavin Newsom over there?
Yeah, we were just we had lunch last night. Wait.
Sure.
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We had lunch last night. I only eat lunch at night. I'm a busy
governor. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've probably got about 10 hours of sleep since Saturday. And okay, what's today? Thursday?
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Okay, so that's not a lot. I think this might be one of the very few weeks of the year that I've gotten less sleep than you.
Maybe.
I mean, a huge fan.
It's well documented that I don't sleep well.
No.
Yeah. So I try to sleep on the plane. Hey, did you hear Ray Liotta died?
No, I didn't.
He's dead.
Oh no.
Yeah. You got any Ray Liotta stories from your hospitality days?
Ray. In building as him a few times for premieres.
Fair.
But I never actually like spent any time with him. No.
All right, let's say he was a nice guy. Okay, let's say he was a nice guy.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's a shame. How did it happen?
How did it? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, how did it?
I read that he in his sleep. He was in the filming his latest thing in the Dominican Republic, and they said he died in his sleep. We'll see. Hopefully, it's not more tainted booze bottles.
More tainted booze bottles? Go on.
Well, remember they had those weird string of deaths in the Dominican Republic a few years ago?
Oh, that's people right.
They were like cutting the alcohol with something super deadly and illegal. Or like,
oh, what? What, alcohol?
More alcohol? Worse alcohol?
Worse alcohol?
Right.
Oh no! I kind of do slightly remember that. Well, that's a shame. He was he's a great Henry Hill.
He is. He was.
I mean, he did some great things. Oh, you know what else he's really good in? Observe and Report, like the good version of Paul Blart Mall Cop.
there's no good version of Paul Blart
with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, no, I know. That was the one that was originally called like Neighborhood Watch, right, or something.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
But then there was like.
No, it was initially called Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Okay.
Sure. You know what's amazing? They made a sequel to that.
I know that.
Oh.
It's not that amazing.
Who greenlit that?
The people who looked at the books and realized they made enough money from the first one. Todd, it's not rocket science.
Funny enough, being that I was somewhat in the industry for a little while, I actually know the formula. You take the domestic gross, you divide it by half. If you think you can make that much, you make a sequel.
If you can make half of the first movie?
Mm-hmm.
Not even if you can make 1.5 times the first movie? It's half the first movie.
Half the first movie. Good enough to greenlit as like a sequel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That explains why we have so many Hotel Transylvanias.
Ah, yeah. Explains why we have so many hotels.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I have no idea why that adds up. But
does it actually?
Sure enough.
What time is it? Oh man, I may have to board, Mike.
You really?
Yeah, this may have to be a quick one.
That's fair. Fair enough. All right,
so let's talk about a few logistical things for our audience. We had a great night last night working on Darling, didn't we?
We did. It's back in production, which is incredible. Yeah.
Me in California, you in New York.
Yeah.
Somehow still making it work.
That's why you were up. That's why I'm like, what is he doing up at 12:15?
Right, like, exactly. Oh, yeah. Me being that I spent so much time in California lately, we've actually had a lot of time to talk.
Yeah. It's worked out.
Because normally when you have time to talk, I'm dead asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to really push forward and try to get the Mare of Paint and Boku episode done.
Yeah, that's number one with a bullet, now that we've finished the script.
Right, and yep, that's right. And we're probably going to get a dad cast in soon, too, right?
I would assume so, but we can't do the run of show use from from April. There's too many Easter Bunny jokes in it.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, we did the whole... We're going to have to do that next year, then. The gaming... Favorite gaming Easter eggs.
Yeah. We'll have to take another run at that run of show.
Yeah, it's not going to work so well in June.
Not really.
Okay. Well, Mike, thanks for picking up. It certainly made my my time here at the airport fly.
Sure. Oh, you know what?